Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, America's most popular, self-proclaimed right-wing, religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host. Today we'll discuss NBC refusing to run a $1.5 million Christian ad during the Super Bowl. Meanwhile, of course, they ran all their sexually immoral ads using women like meat hanging in the window of a butcher shop. But not a Christian ad that celebrates life. That's all it did. It celebrated life. That's it. And we'll talk about Olympic gold medalist Michael Phelps being caught smoking marijuana and his significant apology. We'll talk about that. And I want to let you know that one of the most important pro-life authors who helped galvanize me back in the 1980s to love God and love your neighbor by intervening so they won't kill their children. His name, George Grant, Dr. George Grant. He wrote a book called Grand Illusions, The Legacy of Planned Parenthood. And I received notice today that Dr. Grant has a link on his official website to, to American Right to Life. And I'm just so thrilled. It's so rewarding. It is so encouraging to see that, and the influence of American Right to Life has been tremendous. Also encouraging, the seminars we conducted in Indiana the past few days went so very well. It was hermeneutics, tools for studying the Bible, and they went well. They were well attended, and coincidentally, two people who don't know one another, one from our seminar up north in Goshen and the other from our Indy seminar, they both told me separately about attending two different Jill Stanek events. And what was so neat, these are pro-life events, and in both, during the Q&A session, people asked Jill Stanek about American Right to Life and the failure of decades of regulating abortion and the importance of actually doing foundational, substantive work through promoting personhood and the God-given right to life of the unborn. So that's encouraging. Jill Stanek won that $100,000 pro-life award. And wherever she goes, like countless other pro-life leaders, they will be urged to return to a biblical strategy based on the God-given right to life and not use a moral relativist strategy of regulating the murder of children. You know how that works. Kill them this way, not that way. Kill them here, not there. And even the Born Alive Infant Protection Act, Jill Stanek's own bill, which only tells the abortionists at Christ Hospital in Illinois and elsewhere to kill them more quickly and more violently. That's what that law, effectively, the practical result of that law is. So thank God for American Right to Life spreading the influence of God's word in the abortion battle throughout this country and even to other countries. One of the pro-life leaders that American Right to Life works with so diligently and throughout the year of the Personhood Amendment effort in Colorado is Keith Mason. And he just came back from a couple weeks in the Dominican Republic with about a dozen pro-lifers. They were able to show the video, The Hard Truth, about a six-minute video, on national TV in the Dominican Republic. It was playing on a high-definition TV screen during press conferences they held. They played it on their version of Good Morning America. They showed it in public schools with thousands of students watching. They showed it in prisons. The legislators were impacted because Planned Parenthood is trying relentlessly to get the Dominican Republic to legalize abortion just for rape or just for incest or just for deformity of the baby. You know, handicapped kids should be killed, right? That's Planned Parenthood's view. So praise God for Keith Mason and his work there in the Dominican Republic. And meanwhile, Cal Zastro, who we also work with, is up in North Dakota, and they introduced the personhood bill in the legislature there. And I got to meet with, and Keith Mason and I met with one of the pro-life leaders in Mississippi, where their personhood amendment effort has just received the green light, the go-ahead from the state to start their signature drive. And work going on in other states, interactions with pro-life legislators in Maryland, working on the wording of a personhood effort there in that state, and on and on and on. So there's so many exciting things happening, and I thank God for all of that. And I want to, so it's neat to hear from two attendees of our seminars who had similar experiences at two different events with pro-life leader Jill Stanek. Oh, and I want to thank Pastor Adam Briggs from Indiana of Damascus Road Bible Fellowship for hosting both of our seminars. And his fellowships meet weekly in Indy and in Goshen up north. And we had people from five states attend, including Michigan, Illinois, where else? Ohio, Alabama, and Maryland. And our Maryland visitors asked me to pass their names on to American Rights Alive. They offered to conduct, well, basically ground operations for American Rights Alive in the nation's capital in Washington, D.C., to promote personhood, the personhood of the unborn, working with ARTL. So praise God for all that. And we're going to now talk about NBC and Michael Phelps. But before we get to those stories, today we launch our annual Bob Enyart Live broadcast telethon in February every year to help Bob Enyart Live stay on the air another year. And I ask you, if you recognize, if you believe that Bob Enyart Live is an asset to the body of Christ, locally in Colorado, being on the most powerful Christian radio station in the country, the 50,000 watt AM 670 KLTT, and the hundreds of thousands of copies of our program that are downloaded on the internet from our site, KGOV.com. If you believe that Bob Enyart Live is an asset, please consider helping us. Our goal is $20,000 to raise $20,000 this month to try to keep Bob Enyart Live on the radio broadcasting for another year. And I consider it urgent that we raise these funds. Bob Enyart Live is moving. Our offices and our studio are moving in the next 6 weeks. And the cost of that move is, of course, somewhat significant. And every year in February, when we do this telethon to help keep us on our broadcast station, those funds are designed to help us meet the expenses of broadcasting for the next year. And now, in addition to that, we have this very important goal. We're moving to a location that is just perfect for Bob Enyart Live. It's a strategic move. We will be able to have more help, more volunteers to accomplish the work of this outreach, Bob Enyart Live. And it's just a tremendous facility. And it's also a very economical and frugal move. We are not moving into a cushy, you know, a business park. We're moving to work side by side with a longstanding Christian ministry, and it's just going to be a major blessing. So please, if you can help, we need your help. I'm going to give out the phone number, and you, of course, could also mail a check to Bob Enyart Live. But our phone number is 1-800-8-ENYART. It couldn't get more easy to reach us. 1-800-836-9898. 9278. And maybe even during the course of this show, somebody could go to our website and give online at kgov.com. Click on the store, or support, donate, and you could give a one-time gift or an automatic monthly donation that is processed automatically once a month on the first of each month. Or you could subscribe to one of our monthly Bible study albums or topical DVDs or our BEL televised classics, or you can purchase The Plot, My Life's Work, An Overview of the Bible. We have so many resources that you could either make a donation or purchase materials for yourself or for your church library or for a friend. And somebody might be willing to try the Enyart Library, which is one of everything. And it's expensive, but you save, what, $1,000 or so? It's expensive. It's $1,500 for everything. But it's just people who've gotten that over the years have told us how much they love it. And that has gone around the world. There's a family in Germany who purchased the Enyart Library and have been so kind with their comments to us about it. So 1-800-8-ENYART if you could help. And if it's help with a small donation, medium-sized, a large donation, everyone who appreciates this show and who values it and who wants to see it remain on the air and reaching more people for the next 12 months, please, please don't depend on other people to do this. It's very difficult for me to ask for money. I mean, if you go back through our archives and listen to the programs of the last 2 months, I mean, how many programs did we not ask for money? Not one time. Or not even try to promote any of our resources. And we should, but it's not my style. In my heart, everything in me wants to use every second of airtime to present the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of God's word. And God is our creator, and his enduring commands: do not murder, do not steal, do not commit sexual immorality, don't commit adultery. And that's what I want to use the time for. But it is so difficult, of course, to continue to reach out unless we have the revenue that comes in. So please, if you can call 1-800-8-ENYART. I'm sure there are people who could give $50 who've never given to Bob and Yart Live. There are probably those who could give $200. This time of economic crisis, Denver Bible Church, not a megachurch by any stretch. You know, we have a wonderful congregation, a growing congregation. We average over 100 people every Sunday. We were planted by a Bible church across town a few years ago with 30 people and been growing. But we've had five families lose, you know, a paycheck, a job in the current crisis. So Denver Bible Church is struggling. Bob and Yart Live need your support to continue reaching out. So if you can, and I'm sure there's somebody out there who can help with $500, or even, could we hope, $1,000. $1,000. And today, we've noticed in the past years when we've done this, when people help on the first day of the telethon, it encourages the whole audience. I don't know what it is about the human psyche and the way we're made up, but when people get encouraged, they try harder. They think harder. They're more determined. How could we make this happen? So if you could give today and give sacrificially, it could multiply. That idea of early money is like yeast. It's true. It's true. And if you can give, please consider helping. 1-800-8-ENYART, 1-800-836-9278. Okay, so NBC. There's a group in Chicago, Fidelis, and they put together an ad, and they aired it on BET, Black Entertainment Television, and it's on YouTube. It's had about 700,000 views, And NBC said, well, you know, it cost you about $1.5 million. And they said, all right, they started raising the money. And then NBC changed their mind. And I'll describe the ad to you in a moment. But imagine if what NBC would say if there was a restaurant that said, you know what, we're not going to allow Muslims to eat here. You know, they'd go through the roof. But NBC, they broadcast over the public airwaves. And for them to have the gall to refuse this ad, and here's what the ad is. It's called the Imagine Spot. It's by Fidelis, F-I-D-E-L-I-S. And it opens with an ultrasound of a child in utero. Now that is what? That's science, nature, biology. They should love all that. CNN could worship a comet passing overhead. Here's a baby in the womb set to violin music. And then the narrator explains that this baby is being born to a very poor family, a minority family. He's got a bleak future. But then the announcer says this child will grow up to be the first African-American president of the United States. And what a good point, right? How could you predict what will happen to a child? And so it concludes with the tagline, life, imagine the potential. Life, imagine the potential. There's a baby in the studio audience right now. How old's this baby? 5 months old. Imagine the potential she has. So the director of Fidelis, Brian Birch, he asked this. He said, how can a national television network choose to show sexual commercials for sitcoms which do nothing but sell and promote immorality, but they will not air an ad that celebrates the beauty of life? And so that's NBC. Of course, it's expected, right? Now, private businesses, NBC is a private business. And they do have the freedom to promote the things they want to promote. But there are two factors here. One is they're using the public airwaves, and how dare they? And two is they have the freedom to turn down an ad that celebrates a baby's life. And guess what? The viewers have the freedom to boycott NBC, to turn them off. Our family, we don't watch NBC programming. We just reject it out of hand. And the Super Bowl, we watched parts of the Super Bowl. And my kids, it'd come to commercial and Zachary would say, let's turn off the commercials. So we did. We turned over to the Puppy Bowl 5, where they had a bunch of puppies on a football field having a Super Bowl game. So that's what we watched during the commercials. So that's NBC. And, you know, Hollywood and the music industry, they are desperately trying to get young people to pay for the content that they watch and listen to, movies. You know how many, what, a billion songs and movies have been downloaded for free? And the music industry and Hollywood, for decades, they've told Americans and kids, they've said there's no such thing as right and wrong. If it feels good, do it. Forget authority. And so these kids, they're just a bunch of thieves. And so now Hollywood is saying, please don't steal our movies. And they show a picture of a carpenter and they say, this carpenter has a wife and kids. They need an income. Please don't steal our movies. This is poetic justice in a perverse way. It couldn't happen to a nicer industry. They spend decades telling young people you can steal, you can cuss, you could get drunk, you could get high, you could fornicate, you could commit adultery. And now it's come back on Hollywood. Of course it does. If you don't respect private property, what else about God do you not respect? And so here is NBC, Hollywood, even the print media, the New York Times, which, by the way, do what you can to get people to cancel their New York Times subscriptions. We only have about 580 to go. We'll bring them under a million. Under a million subscriptions, and then that'll be such a psychological blow to them that little BEL, Bob and Yurt Live, could have some justice even in the mainstream media with our little project to influence the circulation of the New York Times. If you go to a dentist or a coffee shop and they get the Times, try to talk them out of it. Just got to cancel 580 subscriptions nationwide, and they'll be under a million. And that'll be a blow to them. They're already selling floors of their headquarters in Manhattan. Okay, so that's NBC. And by the way, our telethon, Bob and Yurt Live, please, please, if you can. I mean, where else do you get news of the day that is seamlessly presented with biblical principles? Do you tune in O'Reilly and hear him talking about thou shalt not commit adultery? Do you tune in Sean Hannity and hear how this certain policy violates God's command, do not murder and do not steal? Do you listen to Rush Limbaugh and he explains that such and such a claim dishonors Jesus Christ and is a lie? Sadly, we don't. And we've given opportunity for people who don't know God's word to become the leaders of the conservative Christian movement. We've turned it over to lawyers and comedians. And so if you think that Bob and Yurt Live is needed as an influence on other leaders and other ministries, please help us with our goal of $20,000 this month. Our phone number, 1-800-8-NYARTS, 1-800-836-9278. Now, Michael Phelps, Olympic gold medalist, a photograph of him smoking pot appeared yesterday in a British newspaper, and he's inhaling. He can't do the Bill Clinton, I didn't inhale. I mean, and he admitted it, and he said, I am sorry. I promise my fans and the public it will not happen again. That's pretty neat to hear that. Now, he did say, I'm 23 years old, and I act it in a youthful way. And that's, well, I'm very thankful that he apologized and made a commitment that it will not happen again. I'm thankful for that. He does not want to be a bad role model. Of course, the tens of millions of dollars in lost endorsements could have an influence, something to do with it. But even still, even with that, it is encouraging that by expressing sorrow and repentance, Michael Phelps is publicly acknowledging right and wrong, and that it's wrong to entertain yourself by losing control of your faculties and getting high or getting drunk and then becoming a risk to yourself and others. But speaking of Olympic gold medals, I've noticed an imbalance in sports with the Olympics that I'd like to know what you think about it. It favors swimming, for example, as compared to other sports. And the imbalance that I'm going to describe, it just seems way too wide. Now, I know in swimming that you have different strokes and various distances, 100 meters, 50, so on, and you have relay races, and that these require different skills. So you have this plethora of medals for swimming. But compare that to hockey, right? I think skating, ice skating, is a different skill from goaltending. So in swimming, they have, what is it, 17 different medals for swimming. And in hockey, how many medals do they have? One. One gold. That's it. I mean, 17 golds versus one. And we just got $100 from Jim in Denver. Jim, thank you so much. God bless you. 1-800-8-NYARTS. 1-800-836-9278. That's the beginning. But if you look at hockey, don't you think skating? Now, the backstroke, butterfly, those are different skills, right? Don't you think skating is a different skill from goaltending? And how about great passing? That's sort of like a relay. And I think slap shots are different from backward skating, no? And puck handling? So there are as many or probably more varying skills in hockey than in, say, track or swimming. So it just seems too much of an imbalance to offer just one gold medal for all the extraordinary effort in hockey and all the players and all that's involved. And what are, I think it's 17 golds for swimming. It's just so far out of balance, this medal inflation in swimming, that the number of medals won does not help as much as it could in comparing the great Olympic athletes. You can't compare it. You just can't compare it. So anyway, that's not a big deal, right? And I wouldn't have even mentioned it except for Phelps being in the news like this. And I wish him well. But one more comment about his apology regarding his mention that he acted in a youthful way. He said, I'm 23 years old. I acted in a youthful way. As the pastor of Denver Bible Church, if I counsel a teenager, and pick any name, let's say Nick, if I counsel a teenager or a family having difficulty with a rebellious teen, I try never, ever to suggest that we should expect rebellion in young people as they grow up. You know, there simply are too many wonderful young men and women that honor their mother and their father, who never openly rebel against God, to give in to the easy way out, to find an excuse that, well, everybody does it. Because you know what? Everybody doesn't do it. Now, yes, everyone sins. Everyone who lives long enough to develop to the age at which they are making moral decisions, every such person other than Jesus Christ has sinned. That's true. Because we all inherit the flesh from our father and from our grandfather and ultimately from Adam. Because all the world sinned in Adam. And so death came to the human race. But let's not give unwarranted excuses to teenagers or employees or anyone for open rebellion and a refusal to humble oneself before God and before parents and one another. So while Phelps would have been better off not further harming the reputation of young people by saying, well, what do you expect? Of course I got high. I'm young. All people get, no, not all. And he would have been better off not propagating excuses as though we expect young people to abuse alcohol and drugs. Even with that, I am so thankful that Michael Phelps has apologized and promised to never get high again. That's pretty neat. And that concludes today's episode of Bob Benyart Live. You can tell your friends about it. They could listen online at kgov.com. And please help with our telethon. We'll be here this afternoon. Please call 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. Maranatha, what a great school.